Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday. It is Behind the Badge and second of two segments this morning, focusing on our conversations with local law enforcement. And up on this time is the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. Always great to talk to some of the new faces you'll be seeing out and about on the roads of Fond du Lac County. And we're going to introduce you to a brand new deputy and his field training officer today. A brand new deputy is Deputy Ben Bigglebach joining us on the phone. And his field training officer is Brett Hanschke this morning as well. We're joined by both of them here on the program to talk a little bit about the new role for Deputy Bigglebach. Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
We are doing well. It's Friday. Certainly not going to complain about that. Another weekend is upon us, and we welcome both of you on the show today. Deputy Bigglebach, I told you off the air, this is kind of your showcase. We get to introduce you to the listeners of our fine radio station here, so we'll start kind of by giving you the floor. Tell us about yourself and your background, where you're from, and why did you want to get into law enforcement?
So I'm actually originally from Minnesota.
Okay.
Born and raised there. For anyone that's laughing right now, no, I'm not a football fan.
Okay.
So, no, I'm not a Vikings fan. I'm a big hockey guy. But
okay.
Anyway, that's the point. So I moved here in around 2015. My wife, I met her in Minnesota, but she's originally from here. Always wanted to come back here, and it was kind of one of those deals where it's, hey, I'm moving. You're either coming or you're staying. So I worked in corrections when I lived in Minnesota for a while, probably about going on 3 years when I was over there when I met her. Came here, didn't really know what to do, so I did a few jobs here and there working in production. And then I finally said, all right, it's time to get back into law enforcement. So I started in the Fond du Lac County Jail as a correctional officer in January of 19, and then as of January of this year, they gave me the opportunity to become a patrol deputy, so that's where I'm at now.
You took away a key question, Packers or Vikings. I won't even have to ask you that then, so. I guess I could ask you Brewers or Twins. What do you prefer?
I'll be honest, I was never a big baseball fan either.
All right.
Until I moved to this state, I went to a couple of Brewers games, and I would say I'm a Brewers fan now, to be honest with you.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sure you scored some points with the listeners, even if you can't say go Pack go, but there you go. So you have that experience in corrections. You had a little bit of experience back there in Minnesota, like you said, and then coming here with the sheriff's office. Can you talk about what that experience was like here locally, getting kind of your foot in the door and your experience with the sheriff's office, and kind of talk about why you wanted to make that transition when you were offered the opportunity to go to the patrol side?
Yeah, I can do that. Working back in the jail, it's an interesting environment back there, I'll tell you. But it definitely sets you up for a lot of successes in the fact that it really teaches you how to, talk to people, especially when they're kind of going through crises and stuff. Also, it kind of gets you, as bad as this sounds, to know, people back there. So there's been, multiple contacts that I've made since I've been out on the road where I'm like, hey, I remember you from when I worked in the jail. And I always had an awesome rapport with the people back there. So it's definitely made the transition out to here a lot easier in that aspect. The reason why I wanted to switch from corrections to the patrol side is, growing up as a kid, I always wanted to be a cop. It took me just a little longer to get there than, I guess, what most people do. I mean, I'm 31 now, So you don't too much about older people getting into it. But like I said before, it's something I've always wanted to do, so I finally just made the leap of faith, and trusted that I could do it and, had the physical stamina and the mental capacity to be able to handle this profession, so here I am.
What stage, you're in field training right now, what part of that are you in, and kind of give us the synopsis of how that transition is gone, if you could.
Yeah, no problem. So I'm in actually week 8 right now of a 12-week program for field training. So the first 10 weeks is kind of, you start off at week 1 and 2 where you're driving the vehicle, but the officer that you're riding with kind of takes the lead in most of the investigations and the contacts that you make. And then as the weeks go on, it kind of shifts more from them handling the calls and everything, but then they're there as a reference if you needed, if I have a call that I've never been on or been exposed to, I can turn to him and be like, hey, I don't know what to do here. Can you help me out? Something mm-hmm. like that. So it's definitely an interesting process. And I say that because, like I said before, I've never had any experience whatsoever working in law enforcement. So seeing some of these things that I've seen so far, I'm like, it's a whole new world, a whole different atmosphere. That it's interesting, it's challenging, and it's exciting. So I appreciate everyone that I've worked with so far. All the FTOs that I've had have been just awesome. And, you know, working for the sheriff's department, it's definitely a family atmosphere. Everyone treats you like family, and I couldn't ask for a better department, community to work in, where there's so much support around here for law enforcement.
I usually ask the question of the new deputies, what was the biggest challenge so far of field training? Obviously, having very, little experience, little to no experience on the patrol side, probably everything seems to be a challenge to you. But out of the first 7 weeks, can you pinpoint kind of what the most challenging part of the training has been and of that transition process?
Yeah, I think if I had to put a name to what would be the most challenging thing I've dealt with, is I've never been very good at multitasking, and this job kind of forces you to be good at it. Learning to be able to do, 10 things at once has definitely been a challenge, but it'll come with time. I know that.
Yeah.
So.
I probably challenging for everybody, let alone a person in charge of, keeping our community safe and, dealing with all the things that the sheriff's deputy has to respond to. So, I could definitely appreciate that answer for sure. I'm sure a lot of folks out there listening probably could as well. The other question, the kind of general question I ask of a new hire is, what's the most important thing you've learned so far in you're in your eighth week out of the first 7 weeks of the program? What's the most important thing you've learned on the patrol side then?
Well, honestly, I have to go with officer safety, and I say that because, when you work back in the gym, you're so used to being within such close quarters with people. That it's when you're out on the road, it's a whole different ball game when you have, a firearm on you and a taser and all these other equipment that you're issued, where you really got to be cognizant of, your distance and like some more of like the subtle, body language and, nonverbal cues that people give off. That I would definitely say it would have to be that aspect.
Sure. People can probably relate to, if you're making a traffic stop on a busy stretch of road or a busy highway, you got to worry about somebody going by at 70 miles an hour. That's another thing we hear a lot about. And, a common answer we get from the new hire is learning the roads too. I can imagine that might have been a challenge for you too, right?
It definitely is. I mean, I've kind of noticed on roads that I'm not 100% familiar with or ones that I've never driven before, that every single crossroad I pass, I'm like, okay, if I were to get, into an accident right now or I have a traffic stop, this is exactly where I'm at. And I know with time of continuously repeating that to myself as I'm doing things, it'll come, but it's going to take a while for me to learn everything.
Sure. For sure. Let's bring in Field Training Officer Hanschke here this morning to tell us about kind of his role. As Deputy Bigelbach talked about, he's in week eight. So I'll kind of give you the floor and tell us kind of what you've been looking for here. He's almost toward the end, not quite there yet, but almost kind of past the middle of the training process. Explain for the listener, if you could, kind of what you've been helping him with and kind of where he's at right now in the training process, if you could.
Yeah, so Deputy Bigelbach, like he said, he had prior experience back in the jail, which is great as a field officer, because a lot of times with new hires, they can be a little nervous, getting behind a squad car and driving around. So it helps a little bit to have someone that's familiar with the job, I guess you could say. As a field training officer, what I'm looking for is, just their demeanor while taking calls and talking to people. That's a huge factor here at the sheriff's office, is how well we can talk to people. Just like Deputy Bigelbach said, our backup could be 5 to 30 minutes away. So being able to talk to individuals is huge. We're just kind of looking to make sure that they're capable of doing their job. Obviously, Deputy Bigelbach here is in week eight, closing on closing in on his time ending his field training. So now is the time we're kind of, I guess, letting them free and letting them kind of take the reins and handle majority of the calls. You know, at this point right now, if they do have questions, great, we're going to answer them, but we're kind of pushing them to, you know, figure out the answer question on their own, having them use their resources, and just kind of, you know, like I said, taking the reins and seeing how they do without much support from us.
A real life classroom quiz almost. You're taking those training wheels slowly off, right?
That is correct. Yep, training wheels are just about off here.
Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for the time. Deputy Beagleback, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us. Good luck to you, and same to you, Deputy Hanschke. We appreciate your time here this morning. Have a great day.
Yes, thank you. You too.